This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, just all the effort that they put, you know, to make me better, you know, every day, you know, working with Hebner, you know, working with Joe Golia in the training room. The nutritionist, Jeremy, who was unbelievable. And I think all my teammates up there, you know, it was unbelievable season for us. You know, I will always remember, you know, the homer in Atlanta by Lindor and then the homer by Pete in Milwaukee. I mean, it was unbelievable. Playing with, you know, Sean Minaya it was great, you know, one of the great teammates. And just everything, you know, New York fans, you know, everybody who was involved in that great season last year.
I'm glad you brought up Sean, because we had talked so much last season about the relationship that you both had, what in the entire starting staff had. I know it was only a year, but what do those relationships mean?
I mean, it's meant so much for me. I feel like I played there for 10 seasons, you know. I know those guys so much now, you know. Sean, you know, McGill, I mean, all those guys that we just have a great bond together, you know, just trying to root for each other. It doesn't matter who have better numbers or not, just want to win games, and that was the main thing for us.
You had a number of signature moments last year, but what's the one that stands out for you, either individually or as a collective unit?
I think, you know, the 9 innings that I threw, you know, it was not a beautiful day in New York. It was raining. It was, you know, a lot of stuff going on. And just the last game of the season, you know, just seeing myself, you know, being healthy, you know, throwing so many innings. And then at the end of the year, after the everything was over, you know, see so much progress that not only me, but the whole team make, you know, surpassing the expectation of everybody. So, I mean, it was a really, really special year.
Over the last day or two, you've had time to catch up with a number of teammates. I know Sean's not here right now because he's hurt, but with that relationship, have you guys had an opportunity to chat throughout the offseason and now going into the season?
Yeah, 100%. Actually, he was in Tampa a lot. So we met like 5 or 7 times in dry line, and then we threw a bullpen together out there. So I'm sad that he's not here and he's not pitching, because he promised me he was going to – we promised each other our goal this year was striking out 300 people. So, you know, hopefully he could get back. At least he can get to 100 or 200.
Last season, you didn't have an opportunity to face the Yankees. So now you do have an opportunity to face your former club. I would imagine that a little bit of extra juice is heading into tomorrow.
Maybe. It's gonna be, you know, excited. It's gonna be a lot of emotion going through me. But I will try to, you know, to keep it professional and try to just go out there and compete. They have a good team, and you know, when you face a good team, you have to always be extra. You know, try to be extra careful with those guys. So we're gonna go out there and compete.
Luis, thanks so much. Thanks for all you did last season. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.